This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. China's foreign ministry has said a new military deal involving the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia, in which Australia will get up to 5 state-of-the-art submarines, is a sign that the three nations are traveling down what they call a dangerous path. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In a daily news briefing, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Weibin said the latest joint statement issued by the US, UK and Australia shows that the three countries have gone further down the wrong and dangerous path for their own geopolitical self-interest. In Canberra, Australia's Defence Minister Richard Marles justified the arrangement.
We are witnessing the biggest conventional military build-up that we have seen since the end of the Second World War. And it's happening within our region. And it is not Australia which is doing that. And we need to respond to this. A failure to do so would see us be condemned by history.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli protesters have blocked the road leading to the Prime Minister's office compound on Tuesday. They're protesting judicial changes promoted by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's religious nationalist government. Netanyahu says his plan to curb the Supreme Court will restore balance between the branches of government. However, critics worry that Netanyahu seeks to subordinate the judiciary to the executive. Opinion polls have shown the plan is widely unpopular with most Israelis, who would prefer that a compromise be reached. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has been released from the hospital and is recovering from a concussion and broken rib, this after a fall at a hotel in Washington last week. From Washington, this is VOA News. South Korea says that North Korea has launched 2 ballistic missiles towards its eastern waters. It's the second show of force from Pyongyang this week. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The launches Tuesday morning came a day after the United States and South Korea began military drills that the North views as an invasion rehearsal. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff say the missiles were launched from the southwestern coast, flew across North Korea, and landed in its waters. Japan's prime minister said no damage was immediately reported in Japanese waters. North Korea earlier test-fired 2 cruise missiles from a submarine. Pyongyang could further escalate its weapons test in a tit-for-tat response to the U.S. and South Korea holding their largest drills in years. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Staying in Asia, China says it will resume issuing visas of all types and reopen its borders to foreign tourists on Wednesday, ending a 3-year ban imposed to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The government said on Tuesday that visa-free entry will resume for such destinations as Hainan Island, as well as cruise ships entering the port city of Shanghai, neither of which had any visa requirements before the pandemic. Although Cyclone Freddy has weakened to a low-pressure storm system, now in neighboring Malawi, more rains are expected in Mozambique's north and west in the next 2 days. Officials there are urging evacuations as they prepare for more heavy rain after Freddy killed at least 10 in Mozambique and scores more in neighboring Malawi. Charles Mungwiro reports from Maputo.
Cyclone Freddy has set a record for accumulated energy, intensifying 7 times since first making landfall in February in Madagascar. The cyclone hit Mozambique a second time on Saturday night and has devastated parts of Malawi, killed close to 100 people and left thousands homeless. Freddy appears to be the longest-lasting such storm on record. Charles Mangwiro, VOA News, Maputo, Mozambique.
Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms, said on Tuesday it would cut 10,000 jobs. This just 4 months after it let go 11,000 employees. It's the first big tech company to announce a second round of mass layoffs. A deteriorating economy has brought about a series of mass job cuts across corporate America, from Wall Street banks such as Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley to big tech firms including Amazon.com and Microsoft. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Ethiopia and Niger in a push to engage with Africa to counter China's growing influence on the continent. Blinken will visit Addis Ababa and Niamey starting on Tuesday. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.